escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah. Gonna have fun. It's gonna be hot. I just hate to sweat in my red dress, you know. It's just so unbecoming. It's so unbecoming of a lady to sweat. All right, so I'm looking forward to the red dress run tomorrow. I'm gonna have the microphone with me. I'm gonna do some videos from the red dress run tomorrow. Should be fun. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It is Free for All Friday. I didn't get to it last hour because we got jammed up with some things, but conservative commentator Candace Owens has really been off the rails recently. If you ever wondered if she's lost her mind, there's no need to wonder anymore. It's gone. She's lost her mind. She is really doubling down on this idea that the First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron, the wife of Emmanuel Macron, that Brigitte has a penis. She's so convinced of this that she actually made a bet with Piers Morgan on the air. Bet him $300,000 that the First Lady is really a man. And she says she bets her entire career on it. And $300,000. She was actually sued by the Macrons over her claim that Brigitte is a male that has a penis. So, this is comedy. I don't know. How is she so sure? I mean, you can't be sure by looking at her. The First Lady of France is attractive. She's slightly older than, I don't know how much older she is. She's older than Emmanuel Macron, the French president, and she's slightly older than some people. She's a mature woman, but I would say she's an attractive woman. And, you can look at drag queens, and you cannot tell that a lot of drag queens are women. Look, a lot of them you can tell. It's obvious. But a lot of them you can't tell. But as far as the First Lady of France is concerned, I mean, I don't get it. I don't know why she's so sure. So anyway, I think she's just a little bit wacky at this point. All right, it's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I just posted a video during the news break on Scoot on the Air on Substack. If you haven't done it yet, I would invite you to download the Substack app. Substack. Download the app and just search Scoot on the Air and become one of our subscribers. I would love for you to be a subscriber. We're going to have special things for subscribers coming up. But right now, I would love for you to just become part of our subscribers. It's Substack Scoot on the Air. And I just posted a video about something we talked about last hour. And that was about this controversy concerning what the president is saying about South Park, saying that it's irrelevant, hasn't been relevant for over 20 years, and it's a fourth-rate show. Well, none of that is true. And the White House is saying what they're saying in a desperate attempt to respond to the degrading humor about President Trump. I think it's funny. Some of you may have a chance this weekend. You can find it streaming, I think, on Paramount Plus. But the first two episodes, I thought were funny. I mean, I have laughed when it's been Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. And man, those guys have made fun. The guys who do South Park, those guys have made fun of Hillary Clinton. They made fun of Bill. They've made fun of Democrats. I mean, they're bipartisan offenders on the show. But I don't know why so many people are just so sensitive to any humor about the president named Donald Trump. I mean, he's just the president, and all presidents are mocked or made fun of. There's always jokes about presidents. Also, I wrote a blog that leads into a conversation that I had yesterday on the show with a professor from Tulane University and a professor of economics at Tulane. And it's about the recession, and it's posted at WWL.com. Check it out there. You can also check it out on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can comment on it there as well. But it's about the condemnation for just talking about the possibility of a recession. And people are really sensitive about this. And I don't know why, because even Donald Trump himself today is predicting that if the courts go against him, this country could, on some issues, this country is going to go into a Great Depression. And I think that is just an absurd reaction from the president. All right, we got to spend some time today talking about the Saints. Also, I want to make a comment about a video that I posted yesterday on Scoot on the Air Facebook. Governor Landry says the SNAP recipients can no longer use their SNAP cards to purchase candy, sodas, or energy drinks. And my first reaction is, you know, kids should be allowed to be kids. And I know people cheat. And I know some of you claim that people are walking out with a SNAP card. They're walking out with a basket full of groceries. How many times do you go to the store? I mean, you may go to the store every week. You may go twice a week. You may go several times a week. You know, some people with SNAP cards, you know, they run out of food. And when their SNAP card becomes available with new funds, they might go to the store and they might stock up on food for a month. They might use all of the money they have on the SNAP card getting food for the entire month. So it's really unfair to judge people and how many groceries they're buying with their SNAP cards, because you don't know what their life is. But there's this instant SNAP judgment, if you will, about, well, look at all the food that they're getting. Now, I agree that we as a country need to eat better. I mean, I try to eat really well, but I know there are times that I eat some junk that I shouldn't eat. But I try to be very cautious about what I eat. We should eat better. But if SNAP recipients have to use their SNAP money to buy things like candy, I mean, you know, kids in poor families, I mean, I think kids should be able to have candy. I mean, they shouldn't dine on candy. They shouldn't have candy for dinner. They shouldn't have sodas all the time. I mean, you can cut out sodas. You can teach your kids not to deal with sodas. But I feel badly for kids who, you know, their friends are eating a Snickers bar or Skittles, and they're eating a carrot. You know, I mean, I'm all for healthy eating, and we should promote healthy eating, but I still feel badly for the kids that might not get candy because now SNAP recipients can't use the money for candy for their kids. And I think that I would like to think that Governor Landry really cares about the people on SNAP, but I don't think he does. And I think this is mean-spirited. I mean, that's my opinion based on, you know, his general image, the image that he has created for himself. And somebody brought up on the show that it seems like he really is trying and trying and trying to get Donald Trump's attention to become part of the administration. And if Jeff Landry has a chance to, you know, kiss Trump's booty up close and personal in Washington, I think he would turn his back on the state in a second. So we'll see what happens over time. But I don't know that Trump is looking at him, but he continues to do things that are the kinds of things that you think would get Trump's opinion, get Trump's attention. Oh, yeah, man, he's banning soda and candy from the kids. Look, soda's bad, okay? Okay, I'll do it like Mr. Mackey. Okay. But, you know, it's bad. But, I mean, kids should be allowed to be kids. But they should be eating a little bit healthier. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Nelson in New Orleans. Hey, Nelson, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm original New Orleanian.
You are?
And,
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
And I live in Texas now.
Okay.
And I've been here for 4 months doing some stuff, family stuff, and I've taken a liking to going to the lake, and it's horrible. I mean, the lake, I don't know who's in charge of the lakefront, but it's pathetic. They need to have a sweeping crew come through there and clean up all the broken glass and rocks. They don't look like anybody planted any trees since Katrina. The buildings that they have out there, those dark brown, faded buildings, there's nothing that represents beach life out there or lakefront life out there on the lake. It's so dull. It's so, you got rotten trees. The palm trees are half brown from rot. It looks like it's one of the most unkept venues in the city.
You know, I live at West End, and Nelson, I don't know why I don't notice that. I mean, you know, sometimes there's trash left after a busy weekend, but it's ultimately cleaned up. I never really noticed. I mean, I'm going to notice now, but I never noticed that the lakefront was in that bad a shape. I didn't think that it was.
If you look at the buildings need a fresh coat of paint.
Are you talking about the little structures where like people right, have, you know, have picnics?
Yeah, right. Yep. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Those faded. There's nothing that would encourage a person to go to the lake other than the beauty of the lake itself, because there's nothing there. I mean, if you go down West End, yes. That's fine. But if you come back the other way, going toward UNO,
okay.
I mean, it's a sad view. And I would encourage you to take a drive along there, and just take a look at how unkept it is. Now when I say trash, obviously you're gonna have morons who're gonna eat their boiled food and just drop the bag there, even though a garbage can is maybe 4 steps away. You're gonna have those morons, but right. I'm not talking about the moronic behavior. I'm talking about just the general upkeep of the lake.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got rocks and little bits of glasses that have been broken over time.
Yeah.
Never a sweeping crew that comes through there. So I just wanted to throw that out about the lakefront. And also, in closing, I'll throw something out here because it's very good getting ready for football season, particularly college football is what I'm going to be referring to. And I find it interesting that all of these universities are in line, stepping with Trump and all this anti-DEI stuff. But I often wonder, and I don't know if you've ever had a coach or something on your program, but I would be interested in hearing from a football coach at a college, whether it's Tulane, LSU. I would like to know, what do they say when they go into the home of a black athlete? Because if you're going to tell a college athlete and their parents, you're going to love it here, we want you here, but at the same time, the same people who are cheering for you on Saturdays are working feverishly against you Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
I don't understand how. I would like to know what the verbiage is when you go into, I mean, because a coach couldn't tell me, well, that's out of my pay grade. No, I need to know if you personally scheduled a meeting with the athletic director or the president to discuss the fact that we are recruiting black athletes to this university who are only going to see us, because every DEI, any hiring of a black teacher can be viewed as DEI, all the programs are shut down, but yet you're going to tell that parent or that student athlete, you're going to love it here. How can a coach go in? I just like to know the verbiage. I just would like to know what verbiage they use.
Nelson, I think the harsh reality is they probably say, look, man, LSU is a top school. You're going to get top attention here. You're only going to be here for maybe 3 years if you're a talented athlete. You know, don't worry about the state you're living in. Just come here, get the attention you need, and you'll end up in the NFL.
Well, see, that would be a selfish view.
Well, of course. A greedy view, but I would not be surprised if they ignore those other things that are relevant that you're bringing up. But I mean, how relevant is it to the athlete who's only going to be here and not make this their home and only going to be here for maybe 3 years?
I get you on that, and but I would like to know what a coach says.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
You and I can surmise, but I would like to know what a coach says.
All right, you know what? We're going to work on that. They're really busy like this time of year, but next year when the season's over and they're starting the recruiting process, I'm going to make a note to get a coach on and ask them what is the pitch to, in particular, the black athletes, but even the white athletes as well, who might disagree with those policies. You're going to be part of...
And female athletes as well.
Yeah, you're going to be part of Louisiana, so how do you feel about that? Nelson, it's an interesting observation. I'm also going to check out what you say about the lake. I think some of that money may not be spent on the lake. It may be used to help Mayor Cantrell with her travel arrangements. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come back with more of your calls. And if you want to join us on a free-for-all Friday, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1969, the Beatles did the photo shoot for the Abbey Road album cover. They were in that crosswalk right outside the Abbey Road studios where they were recording the album, and fans found a lot of clues on that album cover indicating that Paul is dead. You know, this was around the time that there were rumors that Paul is dead, and I think there's the license plate on the Volkswagen Bug. I think it's if 28, like if he lived, Paul would be 28, and they had, like, you know, one of them is the Undertaker because they're dressed in black, dressed in white. I think John Lennon was something. Each one of them represented something to support the rumors that Paul is dead. And for those of you who are younger, yeah, there was a time when there were serious rumors, and many of us tuned in to the radio every night to hear the latest clue that Paul was dead. And there was a clue in this particular song about Paul being dead. And of course, you know, the walrus represents death, according to those who were involved in this conspiracy theory. And then I think at the end, if you listen at the end, they're supposed to say, you know, something like, Paul is dead. But that's not what they're really saying. But if you know that, if you think that that's what they're saying, you can kind of make it out that, oh, yeah, that's what they're saying. So anyway, this is the day the album cover was done, and that did feed the Paul is Dead rumors. I'm Scoot, Free for All Friday, and remember, you're listening to WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, I came back Monday after a week on vacation, and I thought this week, oh my God, it's Monday. I mean, I was on the air going, hey, come on, we're going to be positive about this Monday. And I was positive about the Monday, but I really thought the week was going to be a long week. This week, once again, has just flown by for me. I hope it has for you as well, because we're already at the weekend. Red dress run tomorrow, and then the Saints game Sunday afternoon, and an exciting time. We're going to do an instant text-off coming up here in just a few minutes. Our congratulations to Victor Whitaker of Mandeville. Victor has won a Generac GP6500 portable generator valued at about $1,000. It's a portable generator from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, and we're going to give away another one next week. So you see, Victor Whitaker is proof that people actually win this stuff that we talk about on WWL. That's why you, whenever you hear it on our show, you should always register to win. And it's simple. Go to our website, wwl.com/contest. Whenever we have a contest, that's where you go. So starting next week, another generator will be given away from Craig's Electrical Generator Service and WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. So I mentioned at the beginning of the show that this Hollywood actor, Dean Cain, has become part of ICE. He's joined ICE. And I think the headline really should read, former Hollywood actor, because I don't think Dean Cain has done anything recently. I mean, I never watched that Lois and Clark, the New Adventures of Superman. I never watched that. Cain is 58 years old now, and he said he wanted to, you know, make a difference and wanted to join ICE. You know, Mr. Mackey on South Park lost his job as a counselor at the school because of government cutbacks from the Trump administration. Okay. So he joined ICE because he needed the money. And apparently, there's a possibility of getting a $50,000 signing bonus. And can you do, would you be able to do just a fast check on the requirements or maybe the benefits of joining ICE? I mean, a $50,000 signing bonus, you know, I mean, that's very attractive to a lot of people. And a lot of people agree with the mission. Mr. Mackey was a reluctant participant. He didn't really want to do it, but he had a big nut to crack. So he decided to do it anyway. So now they're making a big deal about Dean Cain, this Hollywood actor. But, I mean, this guy truly has been irrelevant for a long time. And there's more talk about throwing sex toys onto the court of WNBA games. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. And I really can't think of anything that is more just degrading and stupid than this. And it seems like guys think that a lot of the players, and I don't know what the percentage is, I'm sure some might be, but who cares? I'm sure some of the players are lesbians, but there's this perception that the WNBA players are all lesbians. And guys are upset because lesbians don't need them. Lesbians are fine just being with women, and they don't need men. They don't need what men have to offer. They don't need the men's plumbing. So they don't care. They don't care about men. And so men are, I guess, retaliating by trying to be degrading and throwing these sex toys onto the court. If women don't need you, because they're lesbians, don't worry about it. As I said earlier, there are a lot of gay guys out there who want you. So it kind of balances out. Did you find anything about what you might get if you join ICE?
Yeah, it's real boilerplate, actually. It's, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, you get a flexible spending account. You do get law enforcement retirement coverage. ICE employees and frontline law enforcement may qualify for early retirement options, such as retiring at any age after 25 years of service or at age 50 with at least 20 years of service.
Hmm.
Annual leave, sick leave, paid federal holidays, telework, tuition reimbursement.
Yeah, I know there's some talk about you know you might be replaced, but ICE is saying that they're very lenient with location situations. If you don't want to relocate, they'll try to work with you. That it's something that they're kind of flexible with when it comes to the location. Anything in there about a $50,000 bonus?
Not that I'm seeing right away, but I'll keep looking. Oh, there it is. ICE offers up to $50,000 signing bonuses, loan forgiveness.
Up to $50,000.
Up to $50,000.
So let's say you're a commander of a police department, and you've got really, really great credentials and a great resume in law enforcement. That's the person who might get 50 grand, but you might end up getting 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, maybe 5,000. So apparently there's the possibility of a signing bonus. They need people. They need people because they have this quota that we've got to get so many people out of the country to satisfy Stephen Miller's racist mentality, but that's a topic for another show. But you know, I'm all for getting rid of the illegals who are here, who have committed crimes, the criminals. Get rid of them. Take some of the American criminals with you if you want to. I'm all for that. But there are a lot of people being rounded up who just seem to be innocent and very interested in contributing to America. And I think that the roughness, the harsh attitude of ICE is unnecessary, and it's done to reflect back on the bully mentality of the Trump administration.
Yeah, if you really want to, you know, wear a mask and go yank someone away from their crying children who's just, yeah, you know, trying to go to work or go to church or go to school, you know, if that spins your bow tie, go for it. You get a $50,000 bonus. And hey, in a couple years, you can be arresting Democrats and journalists and political dissidents.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
The future is bright.
Well, and because the future of ICE seems to be a national police force. This is evolving into a national police force that is going to be used to arrest more than just illegal immigrants. So it really is a lot scarier than you might think at this point. All right, let's get to a break. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls when we come back. Also, we'll try to pick up a couple of more texts. Let's do an instant text off here. So based on what you know, based on what you have heard, based on what you have seen and read, here's the question. Who do you think is going to be the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints at the beginning of the regular season? Is it going to be Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck? Just text Spencer or Tyler to the Oakenheart text line, 504-260-1870. Just text Spencer or Tyler to 504-260-1870. We'll have the results right after this break. Who do you think is going to end up, based on what you know so far, who do you think is going to end up being the starting quarterback for the Saints at the beginning of the regular season? And hey, tomorrow, it's the Red Dress Run. Fun. Oh, wait. Hey, don't take those red dresses off until you get home, okay? Yeah. Well, there's going to be some sweating in those red dresses tomorrow, I'll tell you then. I haven't decided which one I'm going to wear. You know, after a few years of doing the Red Dress Run, I don't have to go buy a new one. I can bring back one of the classics that I've worn in the past. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Friday afternoon. Soon this will become what? Friday night? All right, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, Republican from South Carolina, wants to be the next governor. She's desperately trying to get the endorsement of President Trump. Not that that always works. But she was fact-checked, and she kind of lost it with a reporter. She was doing a town hall in Myrtle Beach. First of all, she calls herself one of the most serious members of Congress, and she is pledging to ban chemtrails. You know, we've set the record straight on that on this show. That whole thing about chemtrails is not true, and some people are so embedded in believing it. But just relax. You're wasting your time worrying about that, because the whole conspiracy theory about chemtrails is a myth. I know what you've heard. I know what you've read, but it's all a myth. It's not true. Chemtrails are really nothing but contrails, which represents the condensation that comes from the back of the engine of the jet when the hot air from the jet engine meets the cool air of the atmosphere. They're contrails, but people are freaked out about chemtrails. They don't exist. But a reporter was talking to her about infrastructure funding for South Carolina, and she was bragging about how she secured infrastructure funding for South Carolina. Well, the reporter brought up the idea that she actually voted against the bill that secured the funding for infrastructure. So she kind of really got frustrated and said, well, you're a raging Democrat. Yeah, nothing like getting to the point where you can't intellectually argue with a reporter. So you just call them a raging Democrat. They might not be a Democrat. They might be a radical Republican, a radical moderate like myself. They might be a moderate Republican. They might be a reporter that's just doing their journalistic duty in fact-checking somebody who's trying to lie to the people. So Nancy Mace was trying to lie and make it seem like she was part of this, but she voted against the bill and she was called for it right there on the sea. All right, we've done an instant text off, and the question is, who do you think is going to be the Saints starting quarterback at the beginning of the regular season? Ian, do we have results of the text off?
The Scoot on the Air WWL audience believes Spencer Rattler will be starting quarterback.
Yeah, and Mike Dettillier saying he's going to be the starter Sunday at 3 o'clock in the game against the Los Angeles Chargers. So, again, can't wait for that game. Can't wait for this battle. Now, Spencer Rattler may be the starting quarterback, but Mike Dettillier and others are saying that they believe that as time goes on, Tyler Shuck is going to end up in there. Now, I hope they don't put Tyler Shuck in there because they sort of anointed him as a starting quarterback when they drafted him. It seemed like he was being drafted as a starting quarterback. If Spencer Rattler's doing a good job, don't change it. Just leave Spencer Rattler in there. And Tyler Shuck, at some point, might become the starting quarterback. But, I mean, I think this is really fun. All right, let's go to Janice. Hey, Janice, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoop?
I'm great.
That's good. Now, I just wanted to tell people something here. Now, this is something that a while back, if anybody had told me I was going to do this, I would have not, but told them, no, I'm not. But what changed it for me was Elon Musk. When he said that Social Security was an entitlement, I was on YouTube one day, and I saw a video. It was from a program in the Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough. And they did not want to just say what Elon said. They wanted people to hear it and see it, see him and hear him say it out of his own face. So they showed a clip of him talking to Larry Kudlow from Fox Business Program, where he's saying that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme and an entitlement, which, of course, it is not. People work. They pay into that for years. It is not food stamps. It's not welfare. It's no freebies and all this sort of stuff. People actually pay into this. And when they become senior citizens, they are deserving of their social security. But I had, you know, Fox News on, and, you know, I knew that Laura Ingraham was never going to say anything about what Elon said. You know, no one on that show, Sean Hannity, nobody was going to say anything against what he said and say, oh, well, he's wrong. Social Security is not, and, you know, not an entitlement and all this.
So what did you notice from that?
What did I notice? I noticed that they will back Elon or Trump no matter what.
Right.
No matter what. It doesn't matter whether it's something right or something wrong. So what I started doing was watching a little bit of MSNBC, and I am suggesting that everyone do that. I'm not going to say that you're going to agree with everything they say, because you're not, but the important thing is that you may hear something or learn something, find out something that you're not going to by sticking strictly with Fox News. I still listen to them. I do. But I also now listen a little bit to the other side as well, to hear the other side. It doesn't mean I'm always going to agree with everything, but I might learn something, you know?
Well, one thing that you learned, Janice, is that Fox News is not going to tell you all of the truth. And Fox News lied and got caught, and they paid $787 million for that one lie. So we were talking earlier about how Fox News is really downplaying the economy right now because it's not looking good for President Trump. Ian's got a couple of quick texts for us.
Yeah, just to jump onto what Janice says, nobody is hurt by Fox News' bias more than conservatives.
Yeah.
Because that Fox News will never tell you what's happening. You might have a congressman or a senator or a governor or a president who's a crook, who's taking advantage of you, who is breaking the law. Fox News will do anything but talk to you about that, anything but be honest to you about that. It hurts you as the viewer to not get the truth.
It's not good, and it's hurtful to you in a lot of ways to not hear the truth. And we try to do that as best we can on this show.
Yeah, just kind of a grab bag here. James on the North Shore says about the Saints, I believe if we have a losing streak this year, it won't be as bad as in other years, and then people will just look forward to the draft.
See, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yep. Here's a text that says, look at that. President Trump just signed a new peace deal at the White House with Armenia and Azerbaijan. I guess you won't give him credit for that either. Scoot,
wow. Well, you know, we've had such tension with those countries. I mean, it's been just such a touch and go situation there.
It took up so much space in the campaign last year. Yeah, people couldn't talk enough about, Armenia and Azerbaijan, and what's going to happen with these two countries. We got to get President Trump in office so he can finally bring these parties to the table.
I mean, there was talk of nuclear war with these countries, and so it was a really big deal. So I'm glad that the peace agreement finally came about.
I'm going to go ahead and offer that Armenia and or Azerbaijan said, let's just pretend that he brokered the deal so that he'll sign a mineral rights deal.
Yeah, well, because when you're a small country, you know, you could take advantage of Trump's desperation.
Exactly.
If
he thinks that he got the win here, then that's good for us. Good, so
because he could give him something.
Here, shake my hand and smile for the camera.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
All right, we're at peace. We're at peace.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, President Trump. Okay,
because that was a big question. Are we at peace with Armenia? You know, big question. All right, I know we got to get to a break here. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. All right, even if the Saints have a losing season, this is the beginning of the new era. The new post-Peyton Breeze era for the Saints. I'm excited. Looking forward to the game on Sunday. We'll talk about it Monday afternoon. We'll be right back. All right, Sports Talk, Steve Geller and Charlie Long coming up next. Jeff Nowak reports in from California. Saints play Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P., and I thank you for being part of the show. Have a great and safe weekend. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.